This is Jeff Danner bringing you a story about Boy Scouts from Carborough Troop 845 who will be bicycling across the country this year to raise money for Limeburger Cancer Center. Here with me are trip leader and assistant scoutmaster Brian Burnham and scout and ride participant Hugh Kelly, currently a 10th grader at Chapel Hill High School. So, Brian, give us some more details about this epic trip.
Well, we're about a month out from the trip right now, so we take off on June 9th to drive up to Havre de Grace, Maryland. And on
That's on the Chesapeake?
That is on the Chesapeake, yes. And then on June 10th, we start pedaling westward, and we're going to ride 3,700 miles to Astoria, Oregon, over 10 weeks, which is about a 60 to 65 mile average per day.
Yeah, so I was going to say 37, so 65 miles a day.
Yes.
How many boys do you have going?
We have 12 total riders, 8 scouts, 2 Eagle Scout alumni, and 2 leaders.
And I understand that, you know, this sort of a trip is not an unfamiliar kind of thing for Troop 845 to do.
Yes, Troop 845 did a similar trip in 2007 and also one in 2010, so this will be their third trip.
So the third time across the U.S., and what about those intervening summers?
Well, in between those summers, we try to scatter a long-distance hiking trip, an international habitat trip. So we've hiked the John Muir Trail, the Camino de Santiago, Torres del Paine National Park in Patagonia, and built houses for Habitat for Humanity in both Guatemala and Paraguay.
And I think there's a distinction here. How do these compare to some of the other long Boy Scout trips that have been taken in the U.S.?
As far as other troops taking trips, these are the longest trips in the history of Boy Scouts of America. And obviously, this one will be one day longer than its previous one.
Got to top the last one.
Exactly, by one day and about 25 miles.
So Hugh is a 10th grader getting ready for the summer and this kind of a trip. What have you done to prepare?
Preparation has come since back in the fall, right when we first heard that Brian was doing this trip. And everyone really started getting involved and trying to mentally prepare themselves for this trip, because not only do you have to prepare physically for all the biking, you also have to prepare mentally, and that really helps you get ready for this trip.
So have you been bicycling?
I have. We biked to the beach this past spring break, and it was about 200 miles, so obviously a lot less than what we will do on the real trip, but it was a great experience because it's really preparing us for the long-distance trip.
And you've been on a couple of the trips that Brian spoke about earlier. Which ones were those?
I backpacked the Camino de Santiago in 2011, and then this past summer I went down to Paraguay to build a house for Habitat for Humanity.
What was the most remarkable thing about being in Paraguay? You would have been in ninth grade at that point, correct?
Yes, I was coming out of ninth grade.
Yeah. What was the most interesting thing about being down there?
It was just great because we were building a house for people in much need of better living conditions. And while we were down there, we were immersed in Paraguayan culture.
And so when you tell your other friends at Chapel High School, you know, what you're doing for the summer, what kind of reaction do you get?
They can't believe it. And a lot of people that I talk to don't think that I'm going to make it. And it's just really great because now that you have the chance to really prove to them that you can make it and you can face this challenge.
Well, it's just sort of, you know, when you hear about what youth are doing today, this is sort of an impressive story. So, Brian, if listeners want to follow, back to Hugh for just a minute. I know you guys have given yourself a name. Tell us the name of the bike group.
We are the Lucky 13 bike team.
And the name signifies?
It is the year 2013, so we have kind of taken that to it being a lucky year.
No concern about the superstition?
No.
So, Brian, if our listeners want to follow the progress of Lucky 13 across the country, how could they do that?
Well, it's a pretty fun thing to follow us, and I even heard from people last time that while they were at the office, they would log on to our site like every 10 to 15 minutes throughout the entire day. And they got so obsessed about it that they just ended up leaving the laptop open with the screen automatically refreshing.
So there'll be a real-time position of where the...
Right. So we carry a spot tracker that's embedded into a Google map on our website. And so it sends out a breadcrumb every 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is www.lucky13biketrip.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Lucky13BikeTrip. And you'll get kind of periodic fun updates throughout the day. And you can also go back to the site to both track us on the Google Maps tracker and also read kind of weekly long updates from our blog.
Yeah. And Hugh, I know, you know, you're going one day longer than the last trip. I also think this group has set a higher fundraising goal than the groups in the past. What's the target for the summer?
The target for the summer is to raise $30,000 for Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center.
And so, Brian, if our listeners want to contribute to the Lucky 13 to help them meet that goal, how can they do that?
Right. We've made it really easy. You can just go to the homepage of our website, lucky13biketrip.com, and there's a very large emboldened link that's donate now, so you can donate online with a credit card. And there's also a live tracker to show how much we've raised so far. You can see your donation go into our tally in real time.
Well, excellent. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck on the ride and on the fundraising.
Thank you.
Thank you.